our sun. It's a small, middle-aged star generating tons of energy. And right now, it's in a pretty perfect balance. Every day, the sun fuses hydrogen into helium in its core and releases the same amount of energy at the surface. This keeps the sun a steady size, temperature, and brightness. But this won't be the case forever. In about 5 billion years, our sun will have used up most of the hydrogen fuel in its core. This will throw the sun out of balance and cause it to puff out and become a red giant. During this process, the sun's outer layers will expand, likely consuming Mercury and Venus along the way. Astronomers always thought that the Earth would get pulled in too. But new research out of Koo Leuven University suggests that the Earth might actually survive this process. Astronomers there used updated models to predict how the sun's gravity will influence the Earth once it becomes a red giant. Their results showed that the tidal forces exerted on the Earth might be weaker than actually predicted. If the sun also loses a lot of mass during this process, the overall forces slowing the Earth down and pulling it towards the sun will definitely be weaker. Sure, we'll still have to worry about the intense heat from the sun's surface scorching our atmosphere, but the planet itself might still survive. In fact, all the planets beyond Venus might actually end up drifting outward into a wider, safer orbit. Eventually, the sun will shed all of its outer layers, creating a beautiful planetary nebula. If you want to see an example of what this will look like, check out the Ring Nebula in the constellation of Lyra this summer. This planetary nebula can be easily observed through a small telescope, or you can find lots of wonderful Hubble and Webb pictures of it online. From the edge of the universe, I'm Dr. Valerie Rapson.